CliffCentral.com. Welcome to the YLP show with your host, Bongani, and joining me today is Sasha Lee.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, awesome. So the YLP show on Cliff Central, brought to you by Student Brands in association with Leadership Platform. Today we're talking about entrepreneurship, and we have a very wonderful lady by the name of Nelly Mofokeng, who's joining us today in the conversation. Steve Harvey was responsible for saying that entrepreneurship is like jumping off a cliff and assembling a parachute while you fall off, hoping that you make it safe to the shore. So great people like your Steve Jobs started in a garage, Larry Page of Google started in a garage, and today they're blue chip companies, the most valuable of companies as well. And this has proven to be a very, very important subject in society, seeing that there's a lot of unemployment, job seekers out there are left stranded. And so we need a lot more entrepreneurs, because the more businesses we have, the more people can have more jobs created. So our guest today, Nelly Mofokeng, saw this gap, and she said she shares our passion, rather, I beg your pardon. And so they've started a very interesting initiative. And for the last show of 2016, we ended off with this brilliant initiative. And so they take entrepreneurs, pretty much, and they groom them. They bring their ideas to the forefront. They give them exposure, and they have them mingle with other entrepreneurs from not only South Africa, because at the regional stages and further, it goes even out of the country. So they get to mingle with more people and get more coaching and get more out of the program to learn about entrepreneurship. So we'll have Nelly Mofokeng just to greet our listeners and just briefly introduce yourself. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on your show.
Awesome, awesome. So before we get into the student achievement, junior achievement South Africa, beg your pardon, please take us through Nelly Mofokeng's life preceding this great entrepreneurship initiative.
Okay, I was born and raised in Soweto, Mofolo South. Mm-hmm. Matriculated in 1990. At the time, I didn't have enough funds to continue with my studies, so I joined the Red Cross Society as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And this was actually a defining moment in my life. At the height of the political violence in the townships, at a time when HIV and infections were on the rise and people were dying of AIDS, to be part of a team that was actually providing relief supplies and giving hope to destitute communities and the fulfillment that I got at the end of the day made me realize that this is something that I would really like to do in the long run. I knew whatever career path that I was going to take, I wanted to be involved in changing lives. So I got to know about junior achievement in the early 90s. A friend of mine told me that there was this youth entrepreneurship program where there was a possibility that someone could earn an income while they were learning. Hmm. I had never considered myself an entrepreneur before, but just the idea of learning by doing and earning an income in the process got me all excited, and I signed myself into the program. Just from the first interaction, the way the program was managed, it felt like I was in a business school. Mm-hmm. And I knew this is one organization I want to be associated with in the future. So when the program ended, actually, while on the program, I was nominated as general manager for our mini company.
Wow.
And I tell you, the experience that I gained there is something that I'm still applying in my daily work. So when the program ended, I requested the course organizer to sort of inform me of any other opportunities that are available within the organization, whether it's through programs or if they were looking for temp, because at the time I was unemployed. So I got to do another program. We were part of the Kickstart pilot program. We had to do community training. I was like the best community trainer at the time. We had to teach young people how to draw a business plan, and they had to submit that in a form of a competition. So I think four of my entries made it to the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember the day when I had to submit my final entries. The project manager had piles and piles of entries on the table, and he was way out of his depth. And I walked in and I said, "Are you okay?" Mm-hmm. And he said, "Do you need a job?" And I didn't think twice. I said, "Of course I do."
Yes.
So he said, "Come on Monday." And on Monday, when he came in, I was already waiting for him. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had absolutely no work experience. So I was going to do data capturing for those entries.
Okay.
Never worked on a computer before,
wow.
But I was willing to take on the challenge. And yeah, I think the rest is history. I've been with Junior Achievement since 1994. I've been fortunate to have worked with people who always seen the potential in me and encouraged me to really reach my ideals. As soon as I got employed permanently, I enrolled with Technicon SA then and did my commercial administration diploma, and I've been studying ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now you're starting out, and obviously you come into contact with such great opportunities, and then you get into now Junior Achievement. So what are some of the things that you hope to achieve as soon as you got that opportunity to be part of the Junior Achievement South Africa?
Back then, like I said, entrepreneurship, I never thought I had it in me. Never really explored entrepreneurship as a career option. I thought sales was just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a home where there was always some entrepreneurial activity happening, whether it's selling ice cubes to small kids. Mm-hmm. My mom used to sell tableware and all that. So when I was on the program, it was very interesting because at the time then she was doing another program, baking for profit with Snowflake. So I would come back from my class and would take out my notes and would share what I've learned and how she could apply that, because she's more practical and she was doing the baking and all that. And she would go out and sell out, sort of coerce her to take some of my stock from the Junior Achievement program to sell as well. My older siblings were also entrepreneurs. My older brother also was on the program in 1979. And bounce ideas off me. I'm a very conservative person,
okay.
So mm-hmm. You know, they would come up with this brilliant ideas, and I would like draw them, say, okay, look, this is what's real here, this is what you can actually do. So I think I've played a very critical role like that in most of my family and friends' businesses, where they would come in for advice, and I would talk to them about how best they can manage their businesses.
Wow. So unknowingly, you were already an entrepreneur. You were ready to take on a business. It's just that you did not term yourself as an entrepreneur yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So for somebody like me who's sitting at home, who does not have a prior background about the Junior Achievement initiative, what is the concept pretty much of the whole initiative?
Okay. Just a little bit about the organization itself. We are registered as a non-profit.
Okay.
We are a member of Junior Achievement Worldwide, one of the largest business organizations operating in over 120 countries, 14 of those in Africa. Yeah, we've been operating in South Africa since 1979. We provide financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and work readiness programs to young people from the ages of 11 to 35. So we've got different programs from in primary school. We've got the financial literacy program. We've got the environmental entrepreneurs program. And we've just developed our enterprise program to focus on science, technology, engineering, mathematics, manufacturing, and design. So we're encouraging young people to consider careers in that stream. And then in high school, we run our flagship program, which we've been running since 1979.
Mm-hmm.
This is where young people start up and run a real business as part of their training. They would actually do research. They would come up with a business name. They select their management team. They design the product line, and they manufacture and sell the product. Actually, before that, they they would buy shares in the company to sort of raise capital.
Interesting.
As Junior Achievement, we also assist them with a loan which they have to pay back once they start making sales.
Okay.
So they run the mini company over a period of 11 weeks. They hold company meetings. The managers in the business get inducted on how real business people functions operate. Like they would have job descriptions, and they would present on the progress of the business in their company meetings. And at the end of 11 weeks, they liquidate the company. They share the profits. They've got the option of continuing with the business if they want to. And we assist them by referring them to other service providers for further assistance.
So at the young age, you give them the financial skills and information background in terms of how to run a business, and pretty much expose them to certain careers that they wouldn't normally go for. Then when they get to high school now, you start teaching them the ropes about what happens inside a business, the structure, the corporate structure or business identity as well, some of the things included there. And then they start the business. So 11 weeks later, then they liquidate the business and have the option of selling the business or going forward. So from that point onward, what kind of engagement still do you have with the students that have had a business?
See, our programs are sponsored, so we try and create a pipeline wherein students get exposed to more than one JA program. For example, ideally, we would like to have students who participate on a JA program at primary school continue with the JA program at high school, and we've also got programs for out-of-school unemployed youth as well.
Okay.
So when during the high school program, one of the things that they do, they have a CSI project. So like from the profits, they would identify a need in the community, and they would, some of their profits, they would contribute towards that. Like whether it's, for example, just one program that just completed in Cape Town, Lantakhir High School. The students actually, once they've completed the theory part of the program, they volunteered to manage the market day at the school. And through that, they managed to raise capital for their JA program. And from the profits that they made, their CSI project was to actually clean up the school and plant trees. So those are the type of activities that they do. Some would start a tech shop in the school, which is something they would leave on for other students who come onto the program, and it generates income for the school.
Okay. So with the students now having learned so much from the JA program, after they've liquidated the business and they've sold most of it and contributed to the CSI project that they've identified, what have been some of the stories of students that have been part of the JA program that continue to be in business and do something in the business space or entrepreneurship?
Okay, we've got one of the students that was on the program. They were manufacturing gel candles during the program.
Okay,
and he continued with that as his own business. And at some point, he was supplying corporate gifts to various organizations.
Wow,
we've got a student who actually services our transport needs at the moment. When he completed his matric, he went into the business, transport business. He runs a shuttle service for the airport, companies that need to be moved around when we have our functions. He also provides us with that kind of transport.
And this is a young man of how old?
He is 24 years old.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
That is really, really awesome. So you take a very holistic approach to teaching entrepreneurship and nurturing entrepreneurship in the practical sense with the businesses being ran. Why do you think this is very important?
I think as like Benjamin Franklin had said, I mean, if you tell me something, I'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
If you teach me something, I'll remember. But if you involve me, I will learn. So that's the premise of our whole concept. So we believe that in learning by doing, our students get an experience that they will take away with for life.
Wow. Joining us on the conversation is Chanel Karawan.
Hello.
How's it
Sorry,
doing?
Sorry, I'm in holiday mode today.
Yes. Festive season is kicking, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Like we were saying, we on the conversation with the Junior Achievement program. So Nelly, with everything now said and done, the regional company hosts year end competitions. So please elaborate on what goes on in the competitions.
Okay, so part of the pipeline that we create for our achievers is they get exposed to opportunities to participate in competitions. Like high school students who are on our high school program get to compete at the company of the year. So the best performing companies in the provinces get nominated to actually start at local level and represent their teams. They would come up to, they would choose two representatives who would come up for a period of 4 days. During that time, they get exposed to workshops on power pitching, on innovation, on product costing as they prepare to pitch in front of a panel of judges at a gala dinner. So the winning team then gets a cash equivalent prize for the school. They also get the opportunity to represent JA South Africa at the Africa Regional Competition of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very big platform where our young people get to interact with over 100 students from other African countries. It's a networking opportunity for them. It's an opportunity for them to grow and develop their products. As part of the competition, they would submit a company report, which gets analyzed by judges. They have to prepare a trade booth where they would showcase their products. They sell their products to everyone who's at the competition, including judges. They get tested on their products. Like they are judges who come through just to assess and see how well they know their product. They also get to do presentations in front of an audience,
mm-hmm.
that is also judged. And then the winning team gets a prize of $1,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but there are also a number of recognitions that they get in the process. Like our girls from Macaulay House, who represented JA South Africa at the competition this year.
Okay.
They received the Best CEO Award at the competition, which was quite an achievement for them.
Yes, and we're really happy for them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So basically, the competition exposes them to a number of opportunities beyond the program, and the experience that they get there is something that they take away with for life.
So with the young students who have opened up businesses, I'm sure they've got some challenges that they go through from the start of the 11 weeks to the end of the 11 weeks, and some with the competition itself. So what are some of the challenges that the students face when opening up the day-to-day life of a business? And what are the solutions that they've come up with? And what is the help that you provide as well when they bring these challenges to the front?
Yeah, they go through, these are young people with different points of view, with different opinions. Just from product selection, they would have to brainstorm ideas and make sure that they come up with one idea. So from the beginning, they learn about teamwork, about working together, about negotiating skills, and we assist them in that process. Our programs are facilitated by experienced facilitators, but we also encourage sponsoring companies to also second their staff members to come in as volunteers on the program to provide expert advice. So it also bring in a very interesting dynamic to the program, wherein mm-hmm. students get a first-hand advice from a marketing expert, for example. So they would assist them with some of the challenges that they face, but it's challenges that are faced by your real businesses out there around sourcing of your materials, around competition, around pricing, around securing a market for your business, you know. So we take them through that process, and we wherever possible, we get business advisors to also assist.
Wow. How do you respond to students who have the problem of no money to start their business? And I know that that's a big one. Over the last couple of weeks, all the entrepreneurs that we've had, their main problem that they have is that they do not have capital to start their own businesses.
Okay, so we really encourage them to start small. Like, for example, while they're on the program, they would contribute buy shares in the company to raise capital. We also assist with a small loan. But basically, we encourage them to start small and test their products and then transition to bigger things.
Excellent.
Also, we've been made aware of the JA upliftment strategy and support that you provide to entrepreneurs and SMMEs. Would you like to take us through that as well?
Yeah, sure. So that is basically the pipeline that we try and create for the students, wherein internally we create opportunities for them through competitions. We've set up a database of international competitions that students can participate in, and I mean, if they win the prizes, it's money they can use to boost their businesses. But we realize that as an organization, we can only do so much. So for us, collaborations are very important. So we partner with other service providers that are providing more in-depth incubation programs. We partner with organizations that also provide finance. So during the program, especially with the out-of-school program, we mentor them for a period of 6 months, after which we make sure that those that complete and want to start their businesses have got a viable business plan that they can present to an investor. So we take them through that process, but we also then refer them to other providers to assist them going forward. But we keep track of them, and wherever possible, we still provide ad hoc advice.
So with the students and the businesses that go on during the year, do you specifically pick the students that participate from schools, or do they have to be in touch with the JA program? And if so, how do students enroll in this? Because I believe as many schools would know about this, the better, so that a lot more students can get such information.
Okay. Our programs are sponsored, so the sponsor would at times specify the schools that they want us to go in. It could be a school where they already have other projects that are going on there, and they want us to bring in the entrepreneurship aspect. Or where the funding is not specified, we go to where the need is. I mean, we work in collaboration with the school principals and the educators who are our champion teachers. They would assist with the recruitment. We go to mostly previously disadvantaged schools. Our training happens in the schools, so we bring the programs to the schools. Students don't have to worry about transport. It's an extracurricular program where they meet after school, and we for 2 to 3 hours, and so it doesn't interfere with their schoolwork. But we enjoy very good support from the school departments. Yeah.
All right, and then with post matric, are there programs running for then? And if so, how now do post matric students be part of that specific part of the program?
We've got a 20-week program for out-of-school unemployed youth. We work closely with youth centers in the communities. They assist with the recruitment. Usually they already have a youth program that is happening there, and we bring in the entrepreneurship training. So they would assist with the recruitment. We would put out word through media that there is an opportunity for young people to attend an entrepreneurship program. We would put up posters at the venue where we're going to be running and inform them when they can get application forms, where and when they need to return them. And we would come through for a presentation. With the out-of-school youth, we also ask them to write a motivation on why they want to be on the program.
Oh, okay.
And that's our means of selecting. And then we select 35 to 40 young people who would go on the program. It's quite an intense program. During the program, they also get to start and run a business.
Okay.
But right at the beginning, because most of them, like me back then, don't don't have the confidence to sort of like sell, mm-hmm. or they believe they can't do it. So we give them an exercise wherein we provide them with ingredients to manufacture and sell ginger beer. And
wow.
And it's amazing how the type of response that we get from there. Because, I mean, most of them are on the realization that they can actually sell something. They just carry on with that. Mm-hmm. While they're now doing the training, they're already running selling the ginger beer on the side and generating income. And it comes in handy when they start their actual business, because then they can contribute that as part of the startup capital mm-hmm. towards their business.
Hmm. And What media spaces can we find the Junior Achievement Program on?
Okay, for more information on our programs, you can visit our website at www.jasa.org.za, or you can our Twitter handle is at JA South Africa, or you can join us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Junior Achievement South Africa.
So Facebook is Junior Achievement South Africa, and Twitter is JASA.
At JASA.
Okay, awesome. So now with the businesses that the students start, right? It could be from selling lemonade to really serious business. Do you encourage the students to go for certain industries because of lucrativeness? Because with certain businesses, you know that if you start if you look at the fashion space, it's very volatile, and there's no telling which direction it goes, and it's very saturated as well. Mm. There's a lot of brands, and people would rather buy a brand from Europe or Italy because they're known for certain standards than to buy a product from here. So do you encourage them to go into certain industries, or they go for any industry that they want?
So with our program, they need to, when they right at the beginning, they do a transact walk. So they would go out in their communities, identify needs there, and we don't necessarily direct them on which particular product they should go for, but they look at what the needs are in their environment, and they try and address that as far as they can possibly do. Yeah.
So what are the goals of the JA program? Other than building entrepreneurs for the future, what are some of the other goals that you're aiming to achieve with the youth of South Africa?
We see ourselves as a platform for every young person's entrepreneurial journey through our experiential programs. And our goal really is to create that enabling environment for young people to thrive. Our programs are open. We don't necessarily focus on people who say they are and see themselves as entrepreneurs, but we're looking at people who are passionate, who are people who've got a can-do attitude, people who are willing to take on any opportunity that comes on their way and turn it into something that could benefit not just themselves. So we're looking at people who in turn would be possibility seekers and opportunity creators themselves instead of looking for jobs. So that's basically who we are.
So what piece of leadership advice can you offer young listeners who are listening to the show as you speak?
So young listeners who especially would like to venture into entrepreneurship, just to be aware that entrepreneurship requires a lot of dedication. It's hard work. It requires a lot of planning. You need to know your market. You need to know your product. You need to understand its potential. You need to know who your competitors are. You need to keep an open mind as an entrepreneur, knowing that what you set out to do in the beginning may move you in all sorts of directions. Mm. So True. By the time you get your final product, it may not look necessarily the same as what you had in mind. And collaborations are key.
Okay.
You need to network. You need to talk to the right people who've got an interest in your product, who will be able to move you forward.
Great. And so you've been part of the program for the longest time. What are the four most important things that you've learned throughout this journey?
You mean the Junior Achievement Program?
Yes.
Okay. I think the most important thing, Al, is the experiential part of the program. I mean, what you learn there is something that you take for life. The skills that were relevant in 1979 when the program was first introduced are still relevant today. When you are at high school and you get exposed, there's so many things that you take for granted. But whether you go on starting your own business or get into the workspace, you will realize that the things that you learned there are things that you will still meet in the workplace or as you run your business. So my greatest takeaway is the experiential aspect of the program. It's the meeting of people. You get to meet people from different sectors. And some of them I'm still keeping in touch with them right now. So the networking is great. You learn a lot about teamwork.
Okay.
You learn a lot about decision making. Sometimes you have to make decisions that are not popular, and but at the end of the day, it's good to look back and say it was for a good cause.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pass down the knowledge to the youngsters, because you know, in the business journey, people have to make those unpopular decisions. We remember from, I guess I'll make reference to Steve Jobs. Because is well known, where he was asking to direct funds to a certain product type of his company, and the board of directors did not agree with him, but he stood his ground and ended up being booted out of his own company. Mm-hmm. Do the youngsters who are starting out in business know that it gets that intense at certain points, that you might find the biggest dream that you've worked on your whole life, you might be out of it the next day?
Absolutely. You'll be amazed at just how progressive our young people are. I mean, we've had instances where young people are running a mini company and they would actually just fire the management team because they feel they're not performing or they are not representing their ideal. So they take that kind of initiative if they feel that it would benefit the organization. So sometimes we just sit back and let them take the decisions. We guide them, but they take the initiative themselves. The idea of getting business advisors onto the program also helps a lot in that they also get to share their practical experiences and sort of help channel the students' ideals.
Wow. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation today. And we hope our young listeners will be able to take a lot from today. And if they need more, they can find you on at JASA on Twitter and Junior Achievement on Facebook. And kindly run us through the website again.
It's www.jasa.org.za.
So it's www.jasa.org.za.
And the Twitter handle is at JA South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
Yes.
The full name.
Yes.
The full name. All right. Thank you a lot for coming through and conversating with us. And we hope to hear more from you. Maybe we can have the conversation going on as well about entrepreneurship on your social platforms and in future as well. And to our listeners, they should get involved, start a business, learn the ropes, and we might just have our own Apple in Africa. Thanks to the team for putting this together. Shout out to Sasha Lee and Chanel Karawan and the rest of the team. And from us, we are signing out for the first segment. Stay in tuned for Everybody Loves Everybody in the second segment. From me, Bongani, we are signing out. Peace. CliffCentral.com.